Welcome to another episode of Office Hours with the Nutrition Professor. I'm Timmerie Hagenberger, and today I'm going to answer a question that is quite common among my college students. So, this is how it was actually put to me via an email. I grew up eating sticky white rice, and I haven't really eaten much brown rice because it seems too dry and kind of crunchy. Am I cooking it wrong? What are the real differences between brown and white rice? Although many of my college students grew up eating white rice and consider brown rice absolutely foreign, both come from the same exact plant. Rice, like all grains, is composed of several layers. The outermost is an inedible husk, followed by the bran, which is the protective coating high in fiber. Inside the bran is the endosperm, the starchy part, and the germ, which is highest in nutrients. White rice is refined or heavily processed. As the husk, the bran, and the germ portions have been removed, leaving only the endosperm or starch. Brown rice is a whole grain because only the husk has been removed. Think of it as white rice with a little bran jacket and the germ still intact. While this may seem inconsequential, nutrition-wise, the differences are staggering. Compared to white rice, brown rice can have 93% more vitamin B6, 280% more potassium, 450% more magnesium, 550% more fiber, and 800% more vitamin E. Cook smart. Some people complain that it takes longer to cook brown rice. And while there are many quick cooking brown rice products available, I tend to favor saving money and buying an uncooked brown rice. I simply cook it in large batches because 1 cup of uncooked rice makes about 3 cups of cooked rice. And I'll just freeze what I don't use right away, typically in 1.5 cup amounts. It thaws well in the fridge and then is ready to be used in other recipes, topped with a stir fry or made into a delicious salad or side dish. I experimented with 2 easy cooking techniques, and you'll find those details on my website at thenutritionprofessor.com, and I ended up with extremely similar and delicious results. The first is actually my preferred way of cooking brown rice, and that is like pasta. So you boil a generous amount of water. Once it comes to a boil, add the brown rice and then cook for about 34 minutes. Once the timer goes off, pour the rice through a sieve so that you are leaving it in that sieve and set it back on top of the empty pan with the lid on to let the extra water drip out and for the pieces of rice to steam. After just a few minutes, it will be fluffy and delicious. The other technique is to do it in the oven. Now, both of those techniques came out perfect, and I went on to make 2 delicious recipes that you will find on the website: citrus-infused Mediterranean rice and lime cilantro brown rice. Shop smart. Since white rice and brown rice come from the same plant, you can find each version of your favorite variety. Many of my students grew up eating jasmine or basmati and didn't realize that the original plant was brown jasmine or brown basmati rice, and those are available at stores across the country and the world. If you like sticky white rice, be sure to try short or medium grain brown rice. And that's usually one of the problems that my students tend to have, is they're used to a short or medium grain white rice that makes sticky rice, and then they go and buy long grain brown rice, and they say, it is so different. And it is, it's a completely different size and texture. Since whole grains tend to have a slightly shorter shelf life than heavily processed refined grains, I keep my uncooked brown rice in the freezer because that germ has some really wonderful plant-based fatty acids that will go rancid if kept at room temperature or higher temperatures for too long. Before I discuss one of the recipes for the brown rice that is fantastic, I want to challenge you to try, especially if you're used to brown rice, to go beyond brown rice and try one of the other whole grain rice options. And those would include red rice, purple or black rice, which is just gorgeous. And those rice varieties, because the nutrients come in the pigments, you will see some of the same phytonutrients, the plant nutrients, that you would normally see in blueberries and other bright blue and purple fruits and vegetables. We also have wild rice, which is technically a grass. And so those are all versions of rice that would be considered whole grain and really nutrient dense. Now, the recipe that I wanted to highlight is my citrus-infused Mediterranean rice. And this recipe can be found on the website, thenutritionprofessor.com, and it incorporates some chopped greens. So you can use some even frozen chopped spinach, would be very simple, some celery, parsley, sun-dried tomatoes, some Kalamata olives, scallions, and then 3 cups of any cooked brown rice or red or purple or black. And then you can garnish it if you wish with some chopped almonds or walnuts. And I even include a recipe for a citrus mustard dressing, which brings all of those flavors together. And that includes some veggie broth, some mustard, some lemon zest, fresh lemon juice, and a little bit of pepper and a dash of salt if needed. So for your action item this week, have fun with the whole grain rice. And I would highly recommend using my pasta method for cooking it. If you are commonly consuming brown rice, then definitely you need to find a black rice or a purple rice or a red rice. And I can find those at local grocery stores, but I also specifically go to Asian markets for those different varieties, as they are very reasonable as far as cost goes. Now, the pasta way of cooking rice, not only is it foolproof because it will never burn on the bottom, a lot of my students have made rice, if it's outside of the rice cooker, if they just do it in a saucepan, they'll end up burning it on the bottom. But when you cook it like pasta, that doesn't happen. And several years ago, there was some information that rice was being contaminated with arsenic. And when you cook rice in this pasta method with lots of water, it significantly reduces the amount of arsenic in the remaining rice as well. So have fun, boil a big pot of water, and make a rice dish that will satisfy. Can't wait for you to join me on the next episode of Office Hours with the Nutrition Professor. Until then, I would truly appreciate it if you would rate and review this podcast. It will help get the word out to more people. And also, if you could share with family and friends. I've had so many students over the past 20 years that I've been teaching. I wish I could get in touch with all of them and share this podcast with them. Also, please reach out to me through my website, thenutritionprofessor.com, or directly through email at thenutritionprofessor@gmail.com to send me questions you'd like me to answer on the podcast or topics that you'd like me to consider for future episodes. Have a fantastic week, and remember, life is better when you love the food that loves you back.